Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, along with Ross Tucker. I'm Jim Galante. It's quarter number two, which means it's time for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Celebrating the return of the fans, Mark's having a special deal for the first game versus Ball State. Purchase one RV for the weekend, you get a second one for free. That's a two-for-one deal. For more information on this great opportunity, go to GoPSURV.com or you could call Mark at 800-519-8467. Rush, you ready for some Penn State football talk?
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, Jim, I forgot for a second that they're playing Ball State in the opener. Yeah. Let me just tell you, Ball State's no joke. I called two Ball State games last year. Ball State won the MAC. Like, I know they're a MAC team, but first of all, the MAC has two or three wins over Big Ten teams every year.
Yes.
You know, last year somebody beat Purdue, somebody beat whoever, whatever, right? Like, they win two or three every year against the Big Ten. And Ball State was the best team this past year. They won it. I called two of their games, and I guess they have almost everybody coming back. Like, almost every guy is taking advantage of that extra year of eligibility. So that will not be an easy game for Penn State. I'm just telling you that right now.
Well, throw in the fact also it comes between Wisconsin and Auburn, too. So that makes three pretty tough games in a row, and you hope there's not that letdown. It's that tweener game, right?
Absolutely. No, it's a really good point. Really good point.
Okay, Ross, tell you what, we've been taking a break from the scouting reports on the class of 21 because we've had so many 22 commits. We wanted to talk about these guys. We've got four of them to get to today, so let's get right to it, all right? How about we start with Pittsburgh defensive end Tyrese Ferbree. He was pursued heavily by Pitt, of course. Penn State beat them out for this guy. What do you see from Ferbree?
Is that how you say his name?
I have no idea. Ross, after last week in our Notre Dame debacle, you're asking me how to pronounce the name?
Hold on a second. You said Notre Dame right. I'm proud of you.
I've been practicing all week. And wait,
you didn't put the extra R in there, Jim. That was amazing. Notre Dame, not Notre Dame. I love it.
Wait till we get to Ask Ross. You're not going to believe it, Ross. But anyway, how do you want to pronounce Ferbree's name? How do you want to pronounce Tyrese's name?
I would say Ferbree. It's F-E-A-R-B-R-Y, right? So I'm going fear. If it's F-E-A-R, I'm going Ferbree, B-R-Y.
Let's do it then.
Ferbree. I don't know. I'm going Tyrese Ferbree.
I'm going Tyrese.
You know, there you go. Really, really good prospect. Long and lean with good growth potential. You can see that he has, you know, some room to grow. He has an awesome first step get off, which is a lot of defensive line coaches will tell you, Jim, that is the single most important and determining factor for pass rush success. Your first step get off. And not only is it quick, but he gains a lot of ground with it. Like, his first step is a long step. He's got long legs and he gains a bunch of ground. And he also has a really nice explosive finishing burst. In other words, he's got a good get off, but then when he sees who has the ball or he sees the quarterback, his last 5 yards, he explodes too. He's got a really nice explosive finishing burst. One of the things I really appreciate about Tyrese, he is relentless working to finish in everything he does. So on defense, he does not stop. By the way, Jim, another critical factor and characteristic for pass rusher success. So you need the initial get off, and then you need to be relentless. But there are a lot of plays on his tape where he's chasing down plays from behind. He falls down, gets back up. He runs around people to come get the ball carrier. I loved how relentless he was, working to finish everything he does. On offense as a blocker, he was the same way. And that's a huge, huge part of it. He has a tremendous outside stab, inside move. So the offensive linemen are so threatened by his get off, so threatened by his ability to gain a lot of ground with that first step to get up the field. He'll do that one step, Jim, and then boom, come right back inside and be able to beat the guy. He does it over and over again. It's his go-to move right now, and I love it. He even looks the part as a wide receiver, Jim. We've talked about this before. You know, you really want your linebackers and your defensive ends to be high school running backs and receivers, to have that kind of athletic ability and agility. Tyrese has it. He has that athleticism. The only questions I had for him, run defense stoutness and technique. He stands straight up and he gets knocked back. He doesn't look to me like he has any clue what to do against the run yet, but that's okay. We can teach him. I'll teach him. We'll figure it out.
And I would assume at 6'5", he could put on that 30, 40, 50 pounds that he would need to play defensive end.
Yeah, but even that's not like, if he just learns how to do it, I think he'll be fine.
Okay, let's move on. Florida defensive tackle, 4-star Zane Durant. He picked Penn State over Miami and Indiana. He's a 4-star defensive tackle. He's listed at 6'1", 250 pounds, Ross.
So the theme for these next three guys, Jim, is really position, you know, vague. I think all three of these guys could end up playing different positions. I don't really know what position they're going to play. Now, I think Durant, they believe, ends up bulking up like a Kevin Givens type and plays D-tackle. That's what I imagine for him. Powerful, squatty build, especially in his lower half. I mean, what'd you say, Jim? 6'1", 250?
Yes.
Okay, everybody that's listening, think about all the people you know that are 6'1". Not a lot of them are 250 with no fat on them. I mean, he is a powerful young man. He has an explosive get-off from his lower body, meaning, you know, when he comes out of his stance, it's powerful. He's an agile athlete. He has advanced hand usage. He really does. He's got some nice pass rush moves, especially the arm over. You can call it a swim move. You can call it an arm over, whatever you want to call it. He's good at that. Physical and violent in everything he does, which is good because football is a violent sport. So that's good. My question marks for Zane, growth potential. I mean, he's already pretty yoked up. I don't know how much more weight he can put on. You know, I mean, he's pretty thick and big, maybe 10, 15 pounds, but I don't know if he can put a ton more weight on. And position, you know, is he like a Brandon Graham type of squattier D-end? Or is he a D-tackle? I think he ends up being a 270-pound, get-up-the-field-in-the-B-gap D-tackle for Penn State.
Now, when you compared him to Kevin Givens, I don't know if you saw this, but he actually is quoted as saying that's who the staff compared him to also. I don't know if you heard that quote and that's why you gave that name.
Nope, I don't do that. I don't read that stuff because I don't want my judgment to be clouded. I don't read how many stars they have. I don't read other people's evals. I don't care. I want the listeners to hear what I think. And unfortunately, if you read other stuff, it clouds your judgment.
Well, interesting then that both you and the staff saw the same thing in him. All right, let's move on. We've got another defensive tackle, Caleb Artis from New York. He's listed at 6'4", 290 pounds, Ross.
Yeah, so Caleb has a nice frame and really nice arm length. He's listed at 290?
Yes.
Wow, okay. So now I know what position he is. hint. Really nice frame, nice arm length, uses it well versus both the run and the pass. He's pretty stout and well-schooled against the run, Jim, meaning he knows how to lock out offensive linemen, use that arm length, and be able to get off of the blocks and make plays. Physical finisher, which is very important for that position. Very physical finisher on every snap. Only had a three-game junior season up in New York State, as I was able to see. Only a three-game junior season. Question marks for him, burst and explosiveness. Don't see a ton of it. And I had a question about position, but I no longer do. He'll be a D-tackle, and I think he's got decent burst explosiveness for a D-tackle. I thought he was like 250, 260 pounds.
Really?
I didn't know he was that heavy. He'll be a D-tackle then.
Okay, let's sneak in one last one, and that's Philadelphia linebacker Keon Wiley. He's listed at 6'3", 210.
Yeah, this is another guy I'm not exactly sure what position he plays. I mean, he's got an explosive get-off and closing burst, which, by the way, are two different things. Get-off is your first couple steps. Closing burst are your last couple steps, okay? Not everybody's got great at both. He's great at both. Again, extremely impressed by his hand usage. I mean, for his age, he's doing two-hand wipes. These guys are so much better than I used to be, or than kids used to be using their hands. He only had a four-game junior season playing for Imhotep out of Philly. 10 sacks. 10 sacks in four games. He also has more power than expected for his size. I don't know what position he's going to play, Jim. He's all D-end. He's all D-end on the tape. So does he move back to linebacker, or is he like Shaka Tony and they bulk him up to play D-end? I think they might try him at linebacker. Wouldn't be surprised if he ends up bulking up and being a defensive end.
Real quick, which way would you recommend?
Defensive end.
Okay. That is it for quarter number two in our scouting reports. You want to stay tuned for quarter number three, where we take your questions and we ask Ross. Fans are back, and so is tailgating. To celebrate, GoPSURV.com has a very special offer. For the first home game of the season, rent one RV and get a second one for free. A two-for-one deal. That's right. You can double the family, double the friends, definitely double the fun. Go to GoPSURV.com or call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for more information.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.